bring. Great. I'll bring our meeting to order and for the Orange County Water District Board of Directors. And our first order of business is the Pledge of Allegiance. And if Director My Eye could please lead us in the pledge, that'd be great. Everyone, please stand.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the allegiance for which it stands, one nation, under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Could we please take the roll?
Director Bilodeau.
Present.
Director Green.
Yes.
Director Ma'ai.
Present.
Director Mendoza.
Present.
Director Nguyen.
Here.
Director Rowe.
Here.
Director Sheldon.
Here.
Director Ta.
Here.
Director Whitaker.
Here.
Director Yeo.
Here.
You have a quorum of the board.
Oh boy, sounds like we have the entire board.
All 10.
That's great. The whole family's here tonight. That's wonderful. We'll next move on to our item of any items received that were too late to be agendized. Is there any such items, Mike?
There are none.
Okay. Our next item is visitor participation. Are there any members of the public that would like to speak on an item pertaining to the water district that's not on the agenda or on the consent agenda? Please show your hand now so we can identify you. I don't see any members so far. I don't know. Janice, if you can help me out.
Nope, no hands are raised.
Okay, so going once and going twice, we'll now move to the consent. And are there any comments on the consent?
Move the consent calendar.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. And I will abstain on the government, on the communications item related to the legislation. Federal legislation. I'll be abstaining on that item. So,
well, I see there's a hand up.
Yes, that is Ken Vericelli. Ken, you have a comment on? Well, we're glad to open it up. You have a comment on the consent?
Thank you. I was going to wait till you voted on it, but I appreciate it. I just wanted to thank the board and staff and management for their support on these PFAS projects and for continuing to have a great success putting our wells back into operation. We have a couple of wells on the consent calendar that we're looking forward to moving forward into construction and getting through that process and putting them back into production. Just wanted to express my appreciation to the board and staff for their support on these projects.
Thank you, Ken. We sincerely appreciate you expressing your appreciation. And it's always nice to hear that back from all of our producers. So thank you.
Steve, there's also
another hand. Okay. I need help here. Thank you. And who is that?
It was Director Yeo, but now it's down. I don't know.
Is there someone else you'd like to speak?
Oh, I was just thanking Ken for his comments.
Thank you. Thank you, Roger. Of course, I should thank you. Okay, let's take the vote, please.
Director Green, sorry.
Yes.
Director Ma'ai?
Yes.
Director Mendoza? I'll come back. Director Nguyen?
Yes.
Director Rowe?
Yes.
Director Sheldon?
Yes.
Director Ta?
I'd like to abstain on item number two and approve the rest of the slate.
Okay, Director Whitaker.
Aye.
Director Yeo.
Yes.
Director Bilodeau.
Yes.
Director Mendoza.
Yes.
Okay, that motion carries unanimously 10-0 with an abstention on item number two by Director Ta and an abstention on item number five by Director Sheldon.
Thank you. Great. Let's move on to our first report. Mike, Mr. General Manager, do we have your report for us?
We do. Thank you, Mr. President. We thought what we'd do is take this opportunity, since we're into the summer months now, to kind of give the board an update on what the operations up at the field headquarters look like currently. And so giving the presentation to the board tonight will be Mr. Ben Smith, who's our director of the operations up in the Four Bay. So Ben will give us a snapshot, a look at what things look like right now.
Thank you, Ben. We're looking forward to hearing your report.
Thank you. Good evening. So start out here with a beautiful photo a staff member took back in January, that sunrise. We start early in the morning in the Four Bay, and that's the Imperial Headgates where we first divert water out of the river. We'll be providing an update here. So I wanted to start with who's doing the work there. There's 21 staff in the recharge department, 19 are spend most of their time in Anaheim and 2 in Prado. And the staff are recharge operators. They operate the heavy equipment. I'm sorry, the recharge operators move the water around, operate the SCADA system. The equipment operators work the equipment. We have landscape, maintenance, and vehicle mechanics, and administration staff. And there's 28 pieces of heavy equipment at the Four Bay, things like bulldozers, scrapers, excavator, that type of equipment, 32 on-road vehicles, and several boats and trailers and pumps. So a lot of people, a lot of equipment. And that's because we cover a large area. So in the Four Bay area, the district owns about 1,600 acres of land. And just almost 1,100 acres is considered wet acres, meaning the part that we do the recharge in, that the water would touch. And the rest would be roads around the outside, or there are some pieces of land that aren't recharge locations. There's different theories on how to count the basins, but I would say there's at least 26 distinct basins we operate. And if you add up the storage capacity of all of them, it's in the neighborhood of 25,000 acre feet. And there's more than 11 miles of conveyance pipelines in the Four Bay. This is not counting GBRS pipe coming up from Mountain Valley. There's 11 different pump stations. Most of those are dewatering stations. And there's 4 rubber dams, 2 in the river, and 1 at the end of the Warner Lake, and 1 at La Jolla. But if you look in the map here, you can see the facilities are these bright colors. So we have the dark blue, light blue, purple, yellow, and red. So those are all the recharge facilities. And so on the border of Anaheim and Orange, and then Santiago Basins are in the Orange Villa Park area. So that was a cartoon. Here's a historical photo from an airplane or helicopter of, this is the Burris Basin in the back, and what we call Lincoln, Upper Lower Five Coves, the off end of the off river here on the right. And then the river itself is the one that passes through on the left. So I just wanted to show what that cartoon looks like in real life. This is not the current condition. This is an old photo. So rainfall, and as we're well aware, we're in a drought. The most recent years here are on the right. So you can see last year we finished at, we have our own rain gauge at field headquarters, and that gauge measured 6.9 inches of rain over the last fiscal year. And the year before that was just over 5 inches. So 14 inches is our long-term average. And so you can see the ups and downs we experience here in Southern California. So specifically the last fiscal year, I wanted to point out. So you can see in the text on the left, 6.9 inches of rain, 14 average. That number is represented in the graph here with the green. line. So if you see this green line creeps up over time, every time it rained, that green line goes higher. And on the left, you'll see these are the totals for that fiscal year. The Four Bay recharged 192,000 acre feet. Of that quantity, 129,000 was out of the river. So base flow and storm flow, 61,000 was provided out of the GBRS plant up to the Four Bay, and 23,000 of that was imported water. So in this graph, I know I have a lot of lines going on here. This is a graph somebody like Roy Herndon would fall in love with. But at the top, skinny blue line, that's the total capacity. And you see a little dip in the fall and a rise in the spring. That's because a couple of the facilities we use are joint operations with Orange County Flood Control. And so in the winter months, we don't get as much storage as we do in the summer out of those agreements. So that would be like everything full line. The thick blue line is actually how much water we've had in storage throughout that year. So you can see we really peaked, our storage peaked in right around the end of January, early February. And that resulted from heavy rain that occurred mid and late December. So this gray line is Prado, what was being stored at Prado. So you can see that storage in Prado was drained out, and you can see the direct correlation. It went into storage in the Four Bay area in the blue line. The orange line here is a piece of the blue. It's our Santiago Basin, our largest basin. And so it's interesting to look at individually. You can see that got totally maxed out full right there at the end of January. These shaded blue areas are when we were bringing in imported water. So you can see last fall, it started in the beginning of October, wrapped up just in time for the rain. Great timing on the district's part. And then this year, if you recall, the board authorized purchase of 3,000 acre feet back in April, and Met was having a challenge delivering that water. They finally brought it to us at the end of June. So you see the fiscal year ending there with a shaded import coming in, which is because of their operational issues, we weren't charged a capacity charge for that. So a snapshot of our current basins here. These are the major basins on the left. You can see how much water is currently in them and how percent full they are and what the source of the water is. So the Warner system is usually full year round to support the fishing concession. Anaheim Lake, it has, by now it might be dry. These numbers were from Monday. But it had a little bit of water in there left over from that import delivery we just wrapped up. Mira Loma, it's pretty steady at this volume. That supports a particular elevation the water park likes to operate at. And La Palma gets the remainder of the GWS water. So La Palma will fluctuate somewhat up and down as the GWS plant has production up and down. The Burris system, that's towards the end of the river area, you can see is about half full. We don't have any water currently going into there. The basins upstream of Burris are cleaned. They're ready to be used. Santiago Basin currently doesn't have any inflow. It's under a third full, and it's dropping about a foot every day. I got a picture later of that one. And the Santa Ana River, we're down to base flows in the 40 to 60 CFS range. It ranges because it responds to the diurnal flows of wastewater treatment plants in the Inland Empire. So in the we typically have our low point at noon and our high point at midnight. So our total storage is 94, roughly 9,500 acre feet. And if you add up those numbers, you won't get 95. This number includes what we call the conveyance basins, so the desilting basins in the front. And you can see we have a whole slew of dry land right now ready to be used for when the rain or import water flows come. So this is a picture of Anaheim Lake. This is in the bottom here is what we call OC-28. This is where we usually take our deliveries of import water. And this picture was from June when we were taking that 3,000 acre feet. And, just a reminder, the end of last calendar year, we took that 20,000 acre feet. So I wanted to briefly go over how we clean the facilities. So there's basically two parts of every basin, the side walls and the bottom. So the side slopes, we groom and clean with a bulldozer. You can see them in the corner of the picture there. And we just push the material up the slope, clears the vegetation, clears the silt off of the wet part of the slope. When we do the bottoms, on most of the basins, we use a motor grader, and they will go along and accurately groom just enough to get the silt chips, the settling from the dirty water out. We try to leave the sand underneath in place. And so the motor grader will create windrows. You can kind of see the lines in this photo. And those windrows get dampened with a water truck. And then we use a paddle wheel scraper to pick up those rows. And that material gets deposited on the side of a basin. And we wait for contractors to come along who want material. And we usually eagerly give it to them for free. Another common thing we do in the river is make these TNL levees. So these are bulldozers that do it. On the left, you can see them working an area after we got a little bit of rain in March. And on the right, this is an old photo, Burris. Doesn't look like this anymore, but it's a great example of what those TNL levees look like. So the purpose of those TNL levees is to get the entire river bottom wet, right? We're trying to percolate the water down. So the more area we cover and the slower we can move the water, the quicker it goes down into the ground. And here's a recent picture of La Palma Basin, our newest basin. It only receives GWRS water. And here's a picture this week of Kramer is underneath the drone here. You can see it's dry, ready to receive water. Miller's got a little pool here on the left. That's GWRS water in there. The plant had some fluctuations due to the construction. So to accommodate that, we opened up Miller a little bit. And on the right, perhaps the more interesting is Mira Loma, where the Aqua Park concession is located. In the very back there, if you can make it out, there's the lake. That's Anaheim Lake. So that little bit of remnant import water still in the floor there. And here's Santiago Basin from this week. You can see the floating pump station down in the bottom left. This was our largest basin. This was 27% full this week. So quite a bit of storage available. This nicely graded section here is the just last year completed, engineering completed the saddle project. So that's this. There is a culvert in between these two basins, and we expect to see the top of that culvert within a week or two. It's going to poke out of the water there. So that's kind of a summary of where we're at in the forebay, and I can answer any questions.
Thank you, Ben. Any questions from the directors?
President Shelton.
Yes, right.
I just have a quick question for Ben. Thank you, Ben, for the presentation. In the line charts that you have, is Santiago part of the total capacity or they're tracked separately? Yeah, this one.
So the blue line includes Santiago. Okay. The orange line.
Yeah. Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. Director Rowe.
Yes. Thank you for the presentation. Here, Ben, I just thought I'd share the saddle is a name that we shouldn't use anymore, just to be in compliance with FEMA and the Corps of Engineers. It's called an intertie now, so we ought to stick with that. And I'd like to see us optimize use of the areas that we have, that we own in the Anaheim Orange recharge area. We have 1,600 acres, and about 1,100 acres is used for what we call wet areas. I did an analysis a couple of years ago where the Santa Ana River flows during the 1 out of 4 wet years that we have here over the last 80 years, you know, that we need to capture the stormwater between January 1st and mid-April, which is about 100 days every 4 years, where we actually get a lot of good, cheap water coming from runoff. I think we can basically expand and deepen the areas for our recharge basins to capture more water during those storm periods. And I'd like to see us do some analysis of that. What can we do to shape the basins a little better to capture more water? In my analysis from a few years ago, I proposed that just to capture the median flow rate during a storm period that we have in the Santa Ana River, we need another 500 acres. And if you just take the 1600 acres versus the 1100 acres, just using our existing area capacity of land, that would satisfy that. But I did point out that there ought to be a way that we can expand our recharge area in that area, which is the optimal place for us to recharge the groundwater basin, by using parks, playgrounds, and school playground areas. There's got to be some means for us to divert water into those areas through perforated pipes underneath the surfaces of the parks, playgrounds, and parking lots, so that we can capture more of that water rather than let it run off. I think there needs to be an effort to, you know, analyze both of those parts, expanding our recharge basins from the areas that we already own, and also seek the opportunity to develop projects to recharge underneath these available lands, which will likely be parks, playgrounds, and parking lots in the future.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for that comment, Director Rowe. I don't see any other hands up. Director Gloria, yes.
Perfect, yes. Perfect. I just wanted to ask, how often do we clean those basins?
So typically it's once a year. Sometimes twice a year, if we get a break in the rain, we can take some offline, get the water out and get them clean, because then they'll percolate faster. Mm. But on average, it's probably once a year.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much, Ben. We don't see any other hands up, so we'll move on to our next item. Mike?
I think the next item is informational as well, the water resources report, and the information is contained in the packet.
Okay, and our SAPA report, please.
Thank you, President Sheldon. At yesterday morning's SAPA Commission meeting, we had 5 approval items, the first of which was an agreement with Ecotech Services Incorporated for City of Riverside East Side Climate Collaborative Weekend Turf Removal, Drought Tolerant Landscaping Project. The next 3 approval items involve weather modification, the pilot program, cloud seeding. And the first was general services agreement with North American Weather Consultants for an amount of $1,062,000. for the 4-year Santa Ana River Watershed Project. And another approval on that program was for SAPA's share of the first year of Weather Modification Pilot Project, where invoicing each SAPA member agency $28,100 per agency for that first year. And that reflects SAPA's participation. The third item was an approval of $201,500 for the first year of the Weather Modification Project from the SAPA General Fund reserves to front those monies, which will be reimbursed by a grant later. One final approval in the amount of about $150,000 for Arundo removal in the Santa Ana River Basin headwaters. And then we had an informational report involving potential for collaboration with other agencies on achieving higher levels of stormwater capture. It was labeled a stormwater assessment opportunity. And we had a somewhat spirited discussion on that item. There are concerns. Our general manager, Mike Marcus, weighed in with some useful information as well. So that discussion will continue, and especially when we hear back from general managers. And that is the end of the report for yesterday. Thank you.
Thank you, Bruce. Appreciate that. We'll now move on to our committee reports. I'm sorry, I didn't see your hand. Yes, Kelly. Yes, okay. Kelly. Go ahead. You have a question?
I just thought I'd make a note. A few weeks ago, Greg Woodside shared with me in browsing through our library that he found some old cloud seeding reports from an organization that was in operation, partly financed by Orange County Water District in the 1950s, pre-SAPA, which started around 1970, 71. And it was through the Santa Ana River Weather Corporation. They were setting up cloud seeding stations basically from the Santa Ana River all the way down to the Mexican border. There are four reports covering the 1950s, and I don't know if there's anything more after that. It'd be kind of interesting to see what the history of that is about, and I've asked if that those documents could be scanned and included on our website for people to review in the future for posterity, getting a basically a better picture of what the history of cloud seeding is in our area. So I thought that was interesting that 70 years ago, Orange County Water District was spending about $3,500 a year to support cloud seeding efforts with this organization. So that's thought I'd share, thought it would be interesting.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Great, we'll move on to our committee reports and the LEDGECOM committee, Director Bilodeau.
Yes, the meeting minutes for that meeting are on page 137 of the packet, and it was a great meeting. That's all I have to report.
And it goes from 137 to what number does it conclude?
137.
One page, thank you.
Yes.
All right, we'll move to the GWRS report. Director Yeo.
Well, I believe Director Ta is the chair this year, and I was absent in a meeting.
There you go.
Mr. President, the information contained in the packet.
Thank you. And Director Green for the water issues.
Sorry, I couldn't get off mute. Information is contained in the packet.
Thank you. And Director Ta for the admin committee.
President Sheldon, the information contained in the packet.
Thank you very much. Now, are there any directors that need like to report on a committee or conference that they attended at district expense where there was a majority of the other board members present? Any such meeting to report? Not hearing or seeing that, we'll move on to our next area, which is the verbal report. So for the president's report, I do not have one for this meeting. I'll move to the general manager's report.
Nothing to report, Mr. President.
Any reports directors would like to make? I'll look for some hands here. I don't see any yet, or speak up, please. Great, then we will go to our general counsel, who could please report us out of this session into closed session, please.
Yes, Mr. President, I'd be happy to. Good evening.
This is President Steve Sheldon. I'm reporting back from our closed session item that there are no items subject to reporting out on. And with that, we are adjourned. Thank you. Good night.